Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. Of course, I may have dreamt the whole thing, and I was asleep the whole time. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. I'm really frustrated. It's driving me mad. As I lay half awake the other morning, struggling to get back to sleep, as I seem to do a lot recently, I thought of a really good idea for a ramble, even with a really good, catchy title. When I woke up properly, an hour or so later, the whole thought had gone, and I'm blowed if I can think of what it was. Of course, I may have dreamt the whole thing, and I was asleep the whole time. This has got to be one of the best things that I have heard this year. Someone that my mother-in-law knows has apparently moved all of her money from Barclays Bank because she was told, or read somewhere, that everyone there, one assumes the board, is gay. To add to that, when considering a new place to deposit her money, she wouldn't even consider Metro Bank, as apparently they're French. I think that she was swayed by the Metro part of the name. So why didn't she think it was a Newcastle-based bank? They have a Metro system. Where do these people get these ideas and misinformation? And why don't they fact-check? I should say the person concerned is a Daily Mail reader, but I don't know if that is where her information comes from, although I do know that she comes out with some very outlandish statements that she has read in her paper. So much so that often when she rings my mother-in-law, she says, "It says in my paper," and believes that they are true, based purely on the fact that she has read them in her paper. Now that I'm working on the front line of house removals more than ever, I'm finding that we are more and more inconvenienced by having to wait for monies to exchange and regularly have to wait around for hours for customers to get their keys. Why does it take so long for the money to be transferred? Quite often we move somebody out of their house and the money has been paid to them for their house, but they're still waiting for their money to be transferred across for the house that they are buying. Is it the solicitors that take their time, or is it the physical transfer? It's also quite strange that if you get the customer to ring up and say that if the money has not been transferred by 4:30, then they will be charged extra by the removal company, or they will have to put their things into storage and they will be homeless for the night. Then the money seems to very often miraculously get transferred and the keys become available. These days, you can move money around at the click of a couple of buttons. So I can't believe that it's that. So why do the solicitors take so long? I bet they would shift a bit quicker if it was them that was moving house. Our local council has recently introduced a new scheme, new to them anyway, where you have to pay an annual fee of £40 to have your garden waste bin emptied. I understand why. They are faced with ever-increased stretches on their budget and resources. I assume that the fee is a contribution towards the cost of composting, etc., that is done with the garden waste that is collected. We have paid the fee, as even though I have a compost bin, I would overfill it quite a lot if I didn't use my garden waste bin, and I don't want another compost bin. I'm pretty sure that we are, if not the only ones, one of two in our close that have paid. This makes their collection round a lot quicker than it ever was before. But I'm also sure that they now collect an awful lot less waste and will be making a lot less compost. I wonder how many people have not bothered and may now be wishing that they had. I've also noticed that the queue for the tidy tip recently has been very long and consistently so. Are people taking their garden waste to the tip as opposed to paying for a collection. As the Tidy Tip is so busy at the moment, they have put a sign at the end of the approach road that tells you that you have an hour wait from that point. Hi, Philip Schofield here. Why? Why does he have to introduce himself on radio ads? There are loads of other famous people that do ads, both on the TV or the radio. How come Philip Schofield feels that he is so special that he has to introduce himself? Even on a gin advert that he does on the TV, he has to try and make sure that everyone is well aware of whom he is. Thankfully, they make it very plain, even in jest, that no one cares. So we lost to Sunderland at Wembley in the Papa John's Trophy final. We gave a very good account of ourselves and only lost by one goal. A very well-made goal at that, which was no disgrace. Sunderland will have been just as pleased by the fact that they won a game at Wembley, something that they haven't done since they beat Leeds United in the 1973 FA Cup final, and they've had about 8 or 9 games there since. The worrying thing for Tranmere is that our form since then has not been half as good as it was before, although we're currently still in a playoff place with just 2 games remaining. I'm now beginning to wonder if by the time the playoff finals are played, fans could well be allowed in. The recent League Cup final had 8,000 fans, and they are planning on letting fans into the FA Cup final. So logic would suggest that as playoff finals are later, right at the end of May, then as long as the infection rate stays down and the lockdown continues to be slackened, fans should be allowed in. On the plus side of us losing, both clubs took the step of selling virtual tickets for the game, as obviously fans were not allowed to attend. The tickets were not as expensive as a usual match day ticket, although you could upgrade for added features. The monies raised from the sale of these virtual tickets, which has raised more than £250,000 from both clubs for use in their community work, which is absolutely fantastic. Well done, and thanks to all of those who took part in the initiative. Well, thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you'll join me again soon for more Ramblings from Aloft.